Hey friend, thanks for being here today. We have such a fun episode for you as Elisa takes you on a little walk and talk. She's sharing what's new with her and you'll hear about her morning quiet time, which she'll tell you isn't exactly quiet, to what's bringing her joy in the day. We think you're going to love spending this time just hanging out. And if you like this episode, then you're in for some fun with a Love Taste Race coming your way soon. We'll have more episodes like these walk and talks as you train at the speed of love. All the information about the Love Pace Race is in the show notes, so go check it out. Thanks for being here and for pressing play. And if you would, please leave us a review. Your kind words really do help spread the good news. All right, friends, let's get to it. Peace.
This is a little different today. We're going to do a little walk and talk. Now leaving my house, and all we're gonna do is I'm gonna update you on some things going on. This is, I guess, a little conversation time with Elisa, and it's just one-way conversation time. So I'm gonna share just some fun things, things I'm loving, some stories. Maybe I'll just be keeping you company this afternoon or evening or morning, whatever you're doing. It's not a revving the word. There's no music in the background. It's just me walking and talking and getting a moment to just be Elisa, a girl who's not coming with any teaching, although that probably is impossible for me because I'm a teacher. So actually, I will be sharing with you some things that I'm learning. And so hopefully this will encourage you. So you get your shoes on, go for a walk with me, or if you're driving in the car, shopping, whatever you're doing. I'll spend some time together. And so I wanted to share with you some fun things that I've been doing that have been giving me joy. To know me is to know that I am a woman of great joy. That's actually what my name means. My name, Elisa, it comes from Alyssa, Alicia, and it means one of great joy. And in order for me to keep my joy up, I actually have to tap into the things that I sense just feel life-giving for me. So things that bring that elevation of joy into my body and my experience is art, beauty. I love going to art museums. I love looking at weird, like interpretive art, strange things. I'm okay with it as long as it's not dark things. You know what I mean? And I like wonder, which really that's what art is about. It's more about wonder. And so I look for the things that seem maybe odd or quirky. I don't know. I just kind of go, I'm interested in that. What's going on over there? So one thing I've been doing lately that might feel a little odd or quirky, or maybe not. Some of you know that I have a walking pad in my office. I am a huge proponent of the walking pads and a desk where you can elevate it and allow your treadmill or your walking pad to go underneath it so that you can stand up and move your body when you're in meetings. And for someone like me, who I spend a lot of time looking at a computer screen, which actually I kind of detest, it just goes with the territory of what has to get done. I enjoy standing and moving my body a little bit while I am looking at a screen. And for some of you, that might feel disorienting if you've ever tried it. If you have vertigo, which I have had vertigo by God's grace, I don't have any lingering effects of that. Thank you for everyone who prayed. And I've loved my walking pad. Maybe in the show notes. Actually, if you go to my Instagram page, Elisa Keaton, A-L-I-S-A-K-E-E-T-O-N, you can follow me over there in my highlights. There's my likes. My walking pad is there. I actually got a new one recently because I wore my old one out. I tried to fix it and oil it and do all the things. But after 2 years, it had its moment in the sun. It was done. So I ordered a new one, a more heavy-duty one, and I'm really enjoying it. But here's what I've been doing lately that's giving me joy and also increasing my wonder in scripture. Every morning I get up around 5:15, my alarm goes off. Ugh. Honestly, I think my body is starting to tell me I need to rise a little later at like 6:30, but it's hard to adjust because then your day starts an hour earlier. So I'm working that out with the Lord because we are not slaves. We are not slaves to the clock or to anything. So you have to figure out what's working best for your body. But most days I get up at 5:15 and I shuffle on over to my closet, put on my workout clothes because I've already laid them out the night before. That way I don't have to think hard about it. Put them on and I do put on my shoes now. I used to just put on like kind of a recovery shoe and not put myself in a shoe just yet. But since I've started this new thing, I do slip on my shoes, which I have a new favorite pair of shoes that I'll share with you guys maybe in another episode, especially if you're considering during the Love Pace race, which is coming up here fairly soon. We'll start talking more about that. But I am dressed in my clothes and I head over to the office. It's still dark outside. And I do not turn the lights on in my office. I have Hue lights. Do y'all know about those? The lights that you can adjust from your phone and you can choose any color you want. I can't even handle bright lights early in the morning. And by the way, your body isn't meant to handle bright lights late at night. Like our bodies should wake with the sun and also begin to unwind when the sun goes down. See, I'm teaching already. It's actually part of how your body should connect with the earth rhythms. Remember, we were connected to the earth, not to our phones, once upon a time. So when I get in that office, I have like a red, kind of a purple light. It almost literally from the street, it looks like we have a disco in our house. If people drive by our house, my office window is facing outward to the street and we keep it on all the time. It looks like a disco, but I love it. It's beautiful and it's soft on my eyes. So when I walk in, I'm not startled. And I put myself on my, actually first thing I do is I drop myself into my knees, like just for me, embodied cognition, getting my body in a posture of surrender before the Lord. I have a little moon pod that I love. That's another thing that I love. It's like a bean bag. So any bean bag, I mean, y'all just get to your knees. There's something about getting on your knees that postures yourself before the Lord for the day. And when the disciples say, Jesus, teach us to pray, he starts with our Father who is in heaven. And when you ever think about who God is, you get really small really fast. And to start my day, I need to think about who God is. So I fall to my knees. Well, I don't fall, but you know what I mean. I get on my knees. And I get really small before the Lord and I get desperate. I say to him, you got to come today. I'm desperate for you. I need your grace for your word. I need a grace for leadership. I need a grace for being a wife. Like I love you. I need you. And I allow myself to just for a second, just to receive his love. I tell my friends, I tell people all the time, we have to be a daughter or a son before we're anything else. Even before we come with all our needs, just adore him as king and then receive him as a father who loves you and then make your request known. So then after that, I get up and I walk over to my walking pad. By the way, just so you get a vision in your mind where I am, it is an overcast, grayish kind of day in Phoenix, Arizona. It's about 72 degrees. I hate to rub it in. Other than the gray overcast, which makes my eyes squint a bit, it's a beautiful day. Okay, so I walk over to my iPad. Well, actually I do. I walk over to my walking pad and bring my iPad. And I set it on my desk, which is, again, just above my walking pad. And I get myself walking about a 2.0 mile per hour. I'm not there for the workout. I'm just there to start moving my body, getting my body gently warmed up and embodied. And then y'all, I open up scripture and I read. And I don't just read like with mumbles and just silently with my eyes moving across the paper. I read it like it's the greatest thing ever. It's actually giving me a big smile right now. I read it out loud. And I read it like a luxury. I'm not reading fast. I'm just reading it because it is a gift and life-giving and a blessing. And it's wonderful. A wonder. Back to wonder. The Word of God is wonder-filled and wonderful. Like, I just enjoy. This is teaching me something. And when I say it out loud, I am exercising my tongue. I am exercising my speech, my clarity of mind, my cognition. And then because I'm moving my body, it's like it's moving all the way through me. So, you know, we do revving the words together where there's an aspect of that's what we're doing. I'm preaching and teaching to you and you're soaking it up, and that's good. But man, it's like revving the word on another level. And almost, I think if everyone did this, you wouldn't even need to listen. You wouldn't even care about listening to revving the word anymore. Well, I hope you would, but it would be supplemental that you would first get your first fruits, your first filling and fueling from the word yourself, just as you read it and consume it and eat it and wonder about it. So again, I read it out loud. I know. And I know some of you are thinking your children would think you're weird. Your husband would think you're weird. Maybe, maybe not. Maybe you have totally awesome, God-fearing. Everyone's just praising hallelujah and giving hallelujahs in your house to the Lord. So it's nothing out of the ordinary. But for my home, it's a little strange. If my kids hear me, they're actually used to it by now, but I don't care. I don't have any kids at home anymore, so there's that aspect of I'm not worried about waking anyone up. So this is a very luxury time in a way. Like, I have the time, I have the space, and I'm not going to miss this opportunity to be extravagant with the Lord. And so I will read and walk and read and walk. And whenever I get to a part of scripture that just captures my heart, like today I was reading in Deuteronomy 28, when it's all about the obedience, like the blessings for obedience. And it says, I can't remember what verse, but it says that the blessings will come and they will overtake you. If you are obedient, obey his commands, his statutes, and his laws, the blessings will come and they will overtake you. I had a moment where I was like, overtake me. Like, this is incredible news. And I'm just walking on my treadmills, talking out loud. So I begin to pray. I'm like praying scripture. I'm talking with scripture. It is changing me. Can you even hear my voice? I love it. And I will not say I'm sorry for it. And so far, my husband has not walked in and been like, whoa, you're getting rowdy up in here. First of all, he probably wouldn't be that surprised. He hears me when I'm recording revving the words. He knows that I'm what I'm doing. He probably wouldn't even know the difference, to be honest with you. And I guess when I say that to say, don't miss out. Don't stay in a box like what you think it should look like to engage with scripture or to have your, you know what my quiet time is not quiet. Maybe, again, some of you really like quiet time is your sweet spot with the Lord. Do that. I have my times where I just sit and I'm quiet with the Lord. But when I'm about to start my day, oh, let's go. You know, I already spent my quiet time on my knees with the Lord. That's a quiet moment. I'm not like rowdy in that space. I am intimate and near and tender to the Lord. But then I get on my feet. And then I get walking on that pad and reading off my iPad, and away we go. The other day I thought, well, I want to go to the gym to go do some resistance training, which I'll talk about that in another episode. I've been doing a lot more resistance training just because I know that as I'm aging and post-menopause, hormones, best thing you can do for your body, really good thing you can do, not the best, but one of the great things you can do is resistance training. And I have resistance stuff at home, and so that's been great, and I'm great. That's all I really, really need, but I'm enjoying going to the gym because that's my mission field. I get to see people. I try to make friends there. I pray, talk about Jesus, if anyone will allow me to. Yeah, I'm the weird girl at the gym. I'm good with it. But when I go to the gym, I can't be as obnoxious as I am at home. Like, that just would not be, that'd be rude for people. That just to think it's all me. So I do still read my scriptures as I'm moving my body before I'm going to go lift weights, just warming up. I'll transfer my time of scripture to over there. But it's not the same. I can't get like rowdy. I can't get weird. I can't grab onto things and whoa. I even find myself these days like growling scripture, like, oh, like they'll overtake me. Oh. I know I'm a lot. I get it. It's fine. It's fine. We're fine. It's all, you know what? It's not fine. Nobody wants to be fine. Get loud. Get rowdy. God is good. So that's what I've been loving these days. And I hope that that encourages you to get out of the box. Do something. Our friend Nika Maples says, let your ears hear, your mouth say what your heart believes. You've heard me talk about the power of words and sound waves and frequency. When you declare the word out loud, you're reading scripture back to God, and he's washing his presence over you, cleansing you with his word. Man, it's just real. It's a whole nother level, and it's embodied. I really think that's what's different. If I just sit and read the scriptures, it's all up in my head. It's just kind of up there, and hey, that's good. It's better than nothing. And hopefully later in the day when you're feeling stressed, you can remember it from your head. But what if you actually wrapped yourself around it, that you're married to it, that you have betrothed yourself to the word, given your body to it in the morning? It just makes for a better day for me. So give it a try and let me know. That's something I love. And I had other things I was going to tell you that I'm loving, but I'm not going to go on. Hey, if you like these little short, friendly check-in episodes, keep you company, let us know. Leave a comment. Go to SpeakPipe. You can swipe up on the show notes and let us know what you think. Comment in the on the reviews, or, you know, all the things. All right, y'all. I love you. We love you. And we speak peace over you in the name of Jesus. We'll talk again soon. Peace.